Notorious. I know that you're the perspective guy, but Adam Kaplan, top 5D, top 5 round game. If we have that, and we can get anything, maybe we can make some noise.
We could, just like the music in the background.
That's right.
That we're talking over. Okay, thank you. But I like the tune. But, yeah, Adam Kaplan looking at a top 3 defense, which you and I have talked about this. We've looked at times from the sidelines and said we're seeing something that looks like it could be top 5. And again, it's a dangerous thing to get so practice heavy in your thinking, because you do. And this defense has been so dominant. And some of that could be skewed by some pretty mediocre to bad offensive play at times. But it's fair to say there is more talent. On paper, looks more talented. On paper, there's history that says the scheme is better and could be result in bigger plays and put players in the best position or better position to succeed. So a lot of these things, I think, come up into this conversation. So I like hearing him say that, and I also liked his clear kind of analysis of this quarterbacking thing. And I know Adam talks to a boatload of people.
Yep. No question about it. And I think that it's good to see some optimism there and also some realism, I think, when you look at where these quarterbacks are at. And we have all been able to see kind of the big leap from Johnny that he's made from minicamp. But listen, as I've said all along, the best quarterback for the team at that moment should play. There's no need to rush it with Johnny. He is 21. If they're going with Brian Hoyer, all Johnny Manziel is doing is getting more seasoning, more opportunities to learn in the classroom, on tape, watching things, and get a sense of what it takes to be an NFL quarterback. Now, he could very well go out there Monday night and just completely ball out, and it's a different discussion. But
right.
I think if all things are equal and nothing radical happens one way or the other with the two quarterbacks, Brian Hoyer is going to open the season as the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Now, it is an open competition. Mike Pettine spoke with the media after practice today. We're going to carry that press conference in its entirety for you in just a second. Matt, are we ready to roll with that?
No.
All right, we're going to
take
a quick break. When we come back, Mike Pettine's post-practice presser, he addresses the absolute plan for these quarterbacks, and also he goes through when he wants to name the starter for the season. But before we take that break, Vic, I want to ask you this, because Jay Gruden said today he wants to see about a quarter from his starters in Washington this against the Browns. So does that change anything in your mind?
See, and again, a quarter from his starters, and you're trying to balance out the reps between the starting quarterbacks of the Browns, means that, if I'm doing the math right, Johnny Manziel would be going up against some second unit guys, right? If he's saying a quarter and Manziel's getting into the game in the second quarter, then I'm thinking he's going to see mostly backup defensive guys. And yeah, I think that's
then that changes things, right?
It's going to change the evaluation. As I said, it's not about us being right or whatever. Maybe it is. No, but you and I have maintained that this is about the balanced competition. So we think the competition is more balanced, would be more balanced, if, in fact, Johnny Manziel started this game. And little programming change, we are now going to – are we going to go to the –
Yeah, we're going to go to Mike Pettine right now, and then we'll take a break, and we'll have Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network afterwards.
Yeah, so now we got it right.
Matt, let's go right now to Browns head coach Mike
Pettine.
No, we
don't have it ready.
Okay. The media.
All right, we'll get
Oh, we don't have it yet? All right, we're going to take a quick break,
we'll
and then we'll go to Mike Pettine. All right, we'll be back
right
after this with the head coach of the Browns.
As two quarterbacks, we need some seasoning.
Apparently, or we just need the correct information.
Come on. It's like we're raising our hands to our helmets. Come on.
We are. Get that signal in here. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Mike Pettine, his post-practice presser right after
maybe.
This.
Maybe.